At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day, about a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Well, hello. Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone? So glad to be back. I'm Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution, your wellness guru. And we're going to talk about a serious issue that's happening right now, right? As we always like to focus on the body moving and our well-being. We cannot be well if we are doing a certain thing. And we are going to talk about Tabasco and how it has hit the African-American community harder than any other community, and why tobacco is a racial justice issue. So I don't know if you guys know this, but 3 out of 4 African-Americans use menthol cigarettes. So I am not a smoker, but I have dealt with smoking on numerous occasions. And the first encounter was from my ex-husband. He was a huge menthol smoker, and it really bothered me, the smell of it, the way things were in the air, the way I saw him react to it, right? It had a negative reaction, and how much it controls your life. The second part was with my daughter. She, 2 weeks old, had been around smoke from people holding her that were smokers, and she developed RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus. So basically, your lungs, as a baby, you have no immune system, so you can't fight that off. So she was inhaling the smoke on their clothes and end up in the hospital for 10 days in an incubator. Yeah, so I've had some really close encounters of how it can affect your life. 77.4% of African-American smokers use menthol and are smoking, compared to over 3 times the rate of white people, 23%. That's a huge difference. And we have to look back, right? So menthol cigarettes have been historically heavily, heavily, y'all, marketed towards Black Americans. And it's been such a strong impact that the Food and Drug Administration proposed a ban on menthol cigarettes. So if you go look on the internet right now, it's a huge thing. They're trying to ban cigarettes because the way it has affected our community. And that is just like, it makes you just sit and think, right? There's enough going on with us as Black people in the United States. And then we have this, right, that people are fighting for. And nicotine is the hardest thing to kick, right? And they noted how if they banned menthol cigarettes, it could save between 92,000 and 238,000 of African Americans. That is mind-boggling. That's how much it has controlled our community. And you really have to look at the percentage of how, compared to other racial and ethnic groups, it has not affected the same way, right? Whenever they show menthol cigarette commercials, they show a Black couple that's happy that they're smoking and everything's great. But what we're not talking about is the downfall, right? The cancer. And the things that how it can affect your body, how it makes you tired, how your skin smells, how your hair smells, how your house smells, how it affects secondhand smoke to your family. And it becomes generational, where then everyone starts smoking if one person smokes. It is made of the most harmful chemicals that are the easiest absorbed in the body. And that's just, it's terrifying to me. For me, that's very terrifying to know and understand that this is something that's been around for years and that was specifically targeted for the Black community, right? So it's like, what can we do as a community? Well, first, let's sit here and talk about it, right? Why this has become a racial justice issue and how things of this nature keep targeting our community every time, right? It is a disease that happens and it is inflicted on minority communities and it's devastating our communities daily. And so with that being said, the CDC and they are really trying to hone in on this, right? And educating people, which is taking a little longer time, right? Because now it's the aha moment. It's like, oh, this is affecting the Black community. Well, it's been affecting the community. And now it's an action and call to declare racism as a public health crisis that's been mounting up for years in the community and in the United States. And so cities right now are figuring out how to resolve this, right? They're doing campaigns. They're figuring out how the racial disparities in tobacco persist and keep continuing. You know, the commercials definitely have lesson. I haven't really seen articles as much, and I'm quite sure if I really dug deeper. I do remember growing up, Jet Magazine and Essence, they always had, you know, the ads with the couples and they were showing them like it was so glamorous to smoke. And, you know, it's not. There's nothing glamorous about smoking at all. And the hardest part is that once you get on it, it's really hard for people to quit, right? It's decades of people smoking. It's the advertisement that they show that it was fun. It was fun for us, right? Ever since the 60s and 70s, they showed Black people enjoying smoking. And then the reality is it's killing us one by one. It's killing off families, right? It's almost like, I almost feel like it's like the crack, you know, how crack era happened and was killing off generational families. Well, this is too. And I think because it's become so socially accepted that we have just kind of ignored what it's really doing, right? And how it does develop cancer. You do get cancer from smoking cigarettes. And I think sometimes, you know, we kind of brush underneath the table and act like it's not happening, but it is. There's an activist called Lincoln Mondi. And in his documentary, he talks about Black lives and Black lungs, right? Because that's what happened to your lungs. If you are ever interested of how what happens to lungs, Google cigarettes and lungs at the same. And it is absolutely, it makes your lungs black, completely black. And companies, once again, do not tell you that, right? That their deadly product is harming the Black community and what it's doing. The menthol was supposed to not be as harsh, right? Right. It gave you kind of that eerie feeling. And so people are like, oh, I can smoke this and it's not the same as smoking other cigarettes. And I find it interesting. And I want to do some more research on this is why it, why we not, I know why we got targeted, right? We don't need to go into that. That's a whole nother podcast, but why we feel like, why did our system like take heed to that? Like, what was that about that cigarette? Right. And maybe it was the campaigns. Maybe it was the era of smoking cigarettes was cool. But the real cause really has affected us. And I'm really going to follow this and dig more. We'll probably do another episode on this about what I can do as someone that's in health and wellness to help educate the community and find ways to, you know, get people off of cigarettes. There's people that would love to be off cigarettes, but they really have a hard time. They have a hard time figuring out how to get off of it. They're so addicted to it. And I've heard that it's the action too, right? That action. So I've known people that like have substituted pencils or something to hold. So as I dig more into this, I want to come back to this topic for y'all and understand how I can help and bring, you know, some resolution into the community. But if you're struggling with nicotine and tobacco, please, please, please seek help. Go to the CDC website. They have tons of links and resources that can help you if you slowly want to get off of tobacco. But please look into this. Google, look into your legislation and see what's happening in your community and how you can be a part of resolving of how we can stop this nicotine in the Black communities. Well, I hope that was informative. I know today was a little bit more serious, but know that I'm always leading with love and empathy as I want to educate others as I educate myself. My name is Coach Shay, and this is Fitness Revolution. Always inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Thank you. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
OutSchool provides live online classes for kids. They offer academic classes as well as interest-based classes. The topics are so cool. Everything from art and fitness to physics, mindfulness, food, history. A lot of these topics are things that are not taught in your regular school. Check out their amazing classes. Your kids are gonna love it.
I love mealtime with my family, especially when my mom lets us help with cooking. We always have a good time mixing eggs and cutting the crust off bread for sandwiches. But I had no idea that eggshells and breadcrumbs could be recycled. Do you know that 20% of trash is food waste? But there is something we can do to get that number down. Ramsey County has a program that lets us recycle food. That's right. I gather up banana peels, orange peels, and meat scraps that I can find. Then once a week, I drop them off at Ramsey County's food scrap collection site, where it gets turned into compost for gardening, landscaping, and more. It doesn't cost my mom a dime, and I feel like I'm doing my part to save the planet. Recycling is for everyone, and it's easy to do. Just log on to RamseyRecycles.com to find out more.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Did you know that your diet can impact your sleep? If you struggle with sleep, try incorporating foods high in minerals and B vitamins. Foods such as leafy greens, nuts, seeds, and salmon build nutrients, keep your energy balanced during the day, and maintain a healthy sleep cycle at night. If you're looking for a refresh, working with a nutritionist at the Y can help you create lasting changes. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make it easier to avoid overdraft fees? And we can. Now, if you overdraft at Huntington by $50 or less, you won't be charged an overdraft fee. And if you're overdrawn by more than $50, you have time to fix it with 24-hour grace. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people out. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Your account will be closed if it is negative in any amount for 60 days. Learn more at Huntington.com/safetyzone and Huntington.com/grace.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, high chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.